It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
And Baldy, let's talk about what we saw last week, because it always matters. And I think what we saw, and I want to just start with the Dolphins. It's been the biggest story because we haven't seen a team score 70 points in forever. And you know, as that game played out, it's the most points scored in a game since 1966, right? Mm-hmm. 72 points by the Giants back then, which is still incredible to think how the league has changed and some team was able to score 72 back in the day. But Tyreek had 157 yards, and it was like he didn't even play in the fourth quarter. This game was unbelievable to me and how they manipulated the Broncos. And I know you did a Baldy's breakdown on this. Check out Baldy's breakdowns, guys. What's the deal with this Dolphins offense? Because everybody's wondering, are they going to be this good? Not 70, but this good week in and week out.
Well, they're not going to score 70, but they did shut it down. I mean, Mike White came in there, and they had backups everywhere, and they still scored. This Mike McDaniel, like, he comes out of Kyle Shanahan's system. All right. So there's a shift, there's a motion every play, and there's a lot of movement before the snap. A lot of teams do it. They're a little bit different because they have so many different formations. They can have Mostert and a chain on the field together in a variety of ways. But all they're trying to do is get you to hesitate for a second, Carl. Just to freeze, just to get your eyes wrong. And it's interesting, you know, Mike McDaniel has said in a number of different interviews, and I've known him a long time, that when you look like I do, like you look like, you know, that mathematician, when you look like that, you better be able to teach. You better be able to do something that's different than everybody else is doing. And he's built his whole profile like that, Carl. Like, he has to be better and different than everybody else, because he can't stand in front of the room the way Sean Payton has, you know, or Bill Belichick, and he got all these pellets on the wall. He doesn't have any of that. And he's, those guys all played, you know, coached with Bill Parcells, and he's Hall of Fame coach. He doesn't have any of that. So that's part of it. But then his strength is he just knows how to find running backs. So this Devon Achain, everybody knew at Texas A&M he could run. He could run fast. He was explosive. But he was like, that's Raheem Mostert too. And he found Raheem Mostert off the scrap heap. He'd been cut by 4 or 5 different teams, practice squads. And he's like, this is what I need. I need a guy that when that defense hesitates or blinks for that second, that this guy runs right by him. That's what Mostert did to the Patriots. at the very end of that game, went 43 yards for a touchdown, and the Patriots just froze for a second, and he ran right by him. And that's what this Achane did all day on Sunday. So that's part of it. And then, like, what they're doing with Tyreek Hill now, like, they've got this little formation. Nobody has it. He's literally, you can't see him. He's hiding behind the left tackle, and he's crouched down, and he's looking at Tua, and then he just kind of bursts from, like, there's not even a route. He's just running. And he might stop. He might go. He might go out. Like, you don't really know what he's going to do. And the defense is just froze by the speed. And they just start backing up, and Tua just hits him. And then there's all these play-action passes, you know. Like, it's just clever. Like, it's just
that's a great word.
I remember, like, going way back, Carl. Like, you know, Kyle has had him in Cleveland, Atlanta, you know, San Francisco. He never would let him leave. Like, he's had opportunities. Kyle wouldn't let him go. Made him the highest paid assistant coach in football. He knew his value. And I remember one game when he was in San Francisco and the 49ers run for 250 yards against Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers. And I do this breakdown. And I get a call, like, I don't know, Tuesday. I get a call on Tuesday after the breakdown. It's Ron Rivera. He's like, what are you doing, Baldy? I'm like, I'm just in the film room, just watching my – he goes, my wife showed me your video of what the 49ers did to my defense. I really want to talk to you about it because, they had probably the best middle linebacker in football at the time. Keith, and he's, like, unblocked on these plays, and the backs are going right by him. And I was just like, this is what these motions and shifts do. Like, you're taking yourself out of position. Anyways, long story. Like, Ron was like, I'm a gap defense. Like, I know how to coach defense. All right. I coached with Jim John. I know how to play a gap defense.
Right.
My guys aren't in their gaps, Baldy. Like, I couldn't fix it. So he was like going, and I think Sean Payton is looking at the same thing, Carl. He's like going, I've been coaching offense a long time. Had number one offenses with a Hall of Fame quarterback. I've never seen anything like this. Like, he's got to be truthful to himself, to Vance Joseph. And so everybody should study this tape and see what they did.
It's a great point. McDaniel's story, by the way, it's in the huddle. Carl Dukes put him up, along with my man Brian Baldinger. Of course, Jason Lock on four, part of this podcast as well. We're going to look ahead to some of the games coming up on Sunday. But part of McDaniel's story, if you're not familiar with it, it's really fascinating. And I agree with you, Baldy. And it gets back to there are more ways in this NFL world, all right, to go about it than just the traditional, my dad was a coach, you know, my uncle was in the business. That we know there's a lot of that. But this is not that. I mean, this is a kid who literally was riding his bike to Broncos camp as a kid and was just wanting to be around football and has turned into this brilliant mind offensively that you're seeing week in and week out. And you're right, behind the scenes, and Baldy can speak to this, there are guys in every organization that we don't know about or you don't know about that are helping with game planning every week.
Yep.
And they're brilliant, but they're behind the scenes, so they're not the names that we hear every week in the press conferences or the guys you get to talk to. I told Michael McDaniel when he got the Dolphins job, I told him, I said, dude, you're with the Texans. I didn't even know you were in the building. Like, he was there with Shanahan when Shanahan was 28 years old. So to your point, Baldy, these guys, I credit Mike McDaniel because I think he's going to open up another door for coaches who haven't played, who don't have that pedigree of coaching for Hall of Fame coaches or whatever the circumstances may be. Just give me a shot and let me show you. And he's doing that.
Well, that, and then if you go back to, like, Jimmy Johnson in Dallas, like, his whole thing was speed. I want speed. I want speed everywhere. Speed on defense. I want speed at receiver. I want speed. And really, that's, you know, so Mike has, like, all of these machinations about how to move and how to put the defense in certain positions. But the ultimate play is the speed. Like, if you look at their speed, I mean, even Robbie Anderson or Braxton Berrios. Like, why did you go get Braxton Berrios? He was the fastest jet. You know, he might have my skin color, but that guy can flat out run.
He can fly.
So you look at Robbie Chosen. You look at Braxton Berrios, Waddle, Tyreek, Achane, Mostert. Like, Carl, nobody has that speed. Nobody. And so if you blink, if you freeze, if you hesitate, these plays are happening. And that's all part of the philosophy.
It's incredible to watch. By the way, it just came out, Baldy, David Montgomery will play – according to Tom Pelissero. So Montgomery's going to play.
And I know that, you know, Dan Campbell likes him tonight. And he might even start. But Jahmyr Gibbs got a chance to start last week. He went for 80 yards.
He looked good.
He's good. I mean, you know. I mean, you saw him at Georgia Tech. You saw him at Alabama. This guy, there's a reason why. And you've got Bijan on the field last week, you know, and the best running back is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
By far. Now, it's just one game. But he can really David Montgomery will break a lot of tackles. You want him on your team. He's a tough guy. He's a good blocker. Jahmyr Gibbs can hit home runs for you.
Taylor Decker is not expected to play tonight as we talk about the Thursday night football game, Detroit at Green Bay. Listen, I'll say this, and I don't know if this is Detroit for the rest of the season, but, man, they were physical, Baldy, last week. I mean, it was – if you just – I mean, I wish I could have just had the sound on the field to hear the impacts of some of those plays and guys getting after it up front. It was a physical game, and if they're going to play that way, okay, and they're taking on Dan Campbell's attitude and his approach, that they are going to be in almost every game because physically they got after it. I just don't know about some of the other things that we question with the Lions as they're on the road tonight against Green Bay.
So, you know, we all remember the TV show on Friday nights growing up, Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
No, I nicknamed it Branch and Hutch. Like those two guys, Brian Branch, Aiden Hutchinson, they put on a show last week.
Woo!
Like this Brian Branch now, like he – now, I know he was – you know, he was like that kind of in-between guy in Alabama, and that's what they've got him playing now. Like he can cover tight ends. He can cover receivers. He can blitz. He can make – he had four tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And then you get Hutch, and they play on the same side a lot. Hutch was – those two guys were the two best defensive players on the field. Mm-hmm. Maybe the two best football players on the field last week. They're building this thing brick by brick in Detroit. There's still some points where you just got to keep climbing. You got to keep rising. You got to keep getting better and polishing things. But they're putting really talented players on the field in Detroit right now.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.